This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl, Chris,
and Conan.
And you can join us with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. And we had a caller towards the end of the last hour call in to remind us about the story out of Miami, where covered it very briefly what happened. As you probably are aware, Miami and most of southern Florida wound up getting hit pretty bad with a hurricane a little over, a week ago, I think it was. But the code enforcers, they didn't wait very long at all before going around issuing violation, or actually issuing warnings with the caveat of, this better be cleaned up before we come back, or then you get a ticket. Kelso Perez, and again, this from Reason.com. Kelso Perez was helping his neighbor remove fallen trees blocking their street when a county code enforcer rolled up and issued him a safety notice because his fence had fallen over. Perez told local media, "I laughed. I thought he was kidding." "You're kidding, right? We just had a hurricane 6 hours ago." Perez says it wasn't a joke. The official told him that the downed fence, which it was previously there to enclose a pool, was a safety hazard, and that if it wasn't fixed by the time the code enforcer removed or returned, Perez would be hit with a fine. The official then hung the safety violation or citation on a portion of his fence that remained standing, leaving him and his neighbors to finish clearing the debris from the street.
You know, if these guys were just going out and actually looking for, you know, certified dangers like down power lines, you know,
fallen fences around pools, houses laying in the street,
telephone poles laying right in the middle of the street, I could understand. But, you know, a down fence when there's so much more, and just look at the wreckage. I mean, there's so much more to be concerned with. And are these people, do they think these people are actually just going to leave it like that?
He's got to be creating more of a safety issue by doing this and not, like, annoying people and punching people, you know, creating.
And as far as the down power lines is concerned, the electric company's already out there trying to figure out why their current isn't running
right.
So they're going to find those quicker than quick. You really don't need these guys.
And continuing here, according to WSVN, the county handed out 680 safety notices for downed pool barriers and another 177 electrical hazard safety notices. Reason attempted to contact county officials to confirm, but they were unable to do so.
Wait. What is a downed pool barrier? Is this out of the ground pools? I mean,
fence around the pool of some sort.
So a lot of
could be above ground, could be below ground. Doesn't matter. You're supposed to have a fence, and it fell over. Here's your citation.
A lot of places require fences around pools.
Your fence fell over because of that hurricane. Because your house also fell over, here's your citation.
Like the kid's going to drown. Like, the kid could drown, but, I mean, that post, that sharp post sticking out of the ground is not as dangerous as, the you know, drowning in the pool.
From what can be gleaned from the WSVN story and from county code enforcement procedures, these safety notices appear to just be warnings, meaning that no fines were actually handed out
yet.
Reason tried to confirm this with the county as well, but again, were unable to do so. They continue still, these warnings carry with them a duty to correct the violation within a specific window of time. That might not even be possible for some residents, given how many businesses are still out of operation. So, your fence is down. You need to fix this within the next 7 days. You go to Home Depot. They're out of lumber because everybody's bought all of the lumber trying to fix stuff.
They're out of lumber. You don't have electricity to run your power saw. You can't do anything except what?
And you can't hire the, you know, day workers at Home Depot because there's no lumber for them to actually come over to your house and install by hand.
They've all been picked up. They're all steadily at work putting shingles back on.
Perez said of the day he got the ticket, quote, all the stores were closed. It's not like I could just go to Home Depot and find a temporary barrier. Even if he could, it's quite possible that Perez and the others that were handed citations might have more pressing things to do right after a hurricane than bring their homes back up to code. You know, things like clearing the street, seeking medical attention, checking on family members, trying to find food. You think the county would have higher priorities as well, like getting the lights back on for Miami-Dade's 16,510 homes and businesses that, as of this article being written 2 days ago or 3 days ago, still were without power. You know, county officials, however, don't see it that way. Quote, it's very important that we reach residents in the immediate aftermath of the storm because this is when conditions are the most dangerous and taking steps to protect life is a critical part of the recovery process.
Wow.
If this code, if these code enforcers are anything like our code enforcer, the guy who retired last year here in Keene, who was had so much time on his hands that he was going around giving traffic citations and parking tickets for like a month on end before someone started calling him out. And I think that's when he stopped doing it. These guys just have too much time on their hands. That's plain and simple.
Of course they have too much time on their hands. They're government bureaucrats.
There's too many of them. Too many of them. Too much time.
It's as if people won't fix their own fences like and property without these people.
And this is how they prove their existence is, oh, look, you know, now we actually have a job to do, and now we're actually going to go save lives and save kids from, you know, drowning in the pool. Hooray, and they're going to sleep better tonight for doing so.
And Reason has an update posted here at the end of the article saying after initial publication, Reason received comment from Miami-Dade County with the following explanation. We were looking to advise residents of the following hazards on their property that they may not have been aware of, but that still pose a life safety risk. Here are the things. Damaged structures that render them unsafe, unsecured pools with no barrier, electrical hazards, such as downed power lines or damaged meters, and gas hazards, such as damaged meters. If any of these hazards were found, our inspectors gave out a safety notice, which is neither a notice of violation warning nor a citation. It means there's no fine attached. The safety notice gives the property owners identified the hazard, steps that should be taken to correct the hazard, and whom to contact for additional information.
When the phone lines were down.
Yeah, so contact people while the phone lines are down and nobody has power because... No, we're giving you this citation. It's not an official warning. It's not an official citation. We're just telling you, you need to fix this, and if it's not fixed the next time I come back, and I'm not telling you when I'm returning, but if it's not fixed when I return, then you get a citation. But we weren't threatening people with monetary penalties. We were just informing them that their house had fallen over. Holy crap. The lunacy here.
The only one of the things in there that were mentioned that seemed reasonable to me, possibly, were...
Gas hazard?
The gas one. Mm-hmm. That's the only one in there that... And
right,
I can kind of see that
you're
one.
You're concerned about, oh, my house is no longer standing. I wonder if there's a gas leak.
You know, you said stupid people, and the problem with this is this type of regulating actually creates stupid people. Who become dependent on watchmen to watch over their lives and to make sure that there's no gas leaking. Like, you don't know that there's gas leaking? Come on, man. It smells like farts.
That's true. It is scented, isn't it?
You don't know that the power line is down in your backyard? There's a wire and there's sparks jumping off of it.
After a hurricane, when you know the sewage treatment plant winds up spreading all over the city, everything smells like farts.
All right, so you might actually be smelling farts. All right, I get you. But I mean,
if you live in New Orleans, well, that's just how the city smells.
This is just typical government taking care of us and creating dumb people who cannot take care of
care. Exactly. Air quotes.
Who do you take care of? Kids. And elderly senile folk. And that's, but when you're taking care of full-grown individuals, now you've created a problem.
Absolutely.
You've created dependency. Don't feed the bears. You create dependent bears.
But the bears are the ones running around with the citation pad here telling people, hey, your house fell over.
Yep.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
Got a question for you two gentlemen. Are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day?
I'm eating some dried fruit melody right here. Does that count?
Is it 5 servings?
What is a serving?
Well, I'm not the one that determines that. There's calculations and what's it say on your little package. But chances are you're not eating 5 right there. Only about 10% of people actually are eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And here's some more bad news if you're, you know, one of the 90% here. There's a preponderance of evidence that shows that you really need 10 servings a day. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and vegetables in their raw form, and only about 1% of the population
does
that.
A gallon?
1 gallon.
Come on.
1 gallon. That's 10 servings.
All right.
10 servings is 1 gallon of raw fruits and vegetables. So if you're, you know, not eating that, you're part of the 99%.
I don't know. Daryl, I don't eat a gallon of food a day.
What's the prize
for
accomplishing this feat of getting those 10 servings every day?
Diarrhea.
Well, you get protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. And I've been getting my 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day for this entire week so far. I had been doing 5 servings, and Conan, you know that I don't like vegetables. If it's green, I don't like it. But I'm cheating, and you can too, by getting fruit and veggie total. I put it in my smoothies, and again, 2 scoops of fruit and veggie total, 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And it's really easy, and it is made by the same people that make Whole Food Multi Complete. So join me in this worthy goal of eating better, losing weight, living longer, and feeling better. Go to simplifymysupplements.com, get yourself some fruit and veggie total, and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. And they'll give you a free shaker bottle. Simplifymysupplements.com, code FTL.
What's that green stuff called? Veggie total?
Fruit and veggie total? No, the green stuff that I've been putting.
Yeah.
The green stuff I add is spirulina. Fruit and veggie total is red.
Whenever you're adding your spirulina, make sure that you don't accidentally grab the Soylent Green jar next to it, because that's not veggie. That's something completely different.
Great, yeah, girl. I don't buy that.
I saw someone in a cupboard last time I was over here. Did someone get rid of it?
I don't know what you're talking about a green jar of Soylent.
Soylent Green is not spirulina.
All right, Soylent Green is people. I don't buy that. Conan, you're an idiot. Let's go to the phones. We've got Loring calling in from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey there, guys. Something kind of big, I think, in the Liberty community happened yesterday. Roger Ver announced that he's raised over $100 million to buy some sovereign territory from an existing country. What do you guys think about that?
Wait, what? Yeah, I saw something. There's, what is it, freesociety.org, I think is the website. Where the claim is we're just going to buy sovereignty from some existing government, but I don't think they actually said where this is going to be.
Yeah, so they don't know exactly which country. They're talking to several countries, and they're not announcing which country they're talking to, but they do say they've got a lot of interest, but they're considering countries that might have a little bit of national debt that could use some money, countries that have, some water access and are close to economic powerhouses. So it sounds kind of like they want to build sort of a liberty community that could turn into something that's, economically nice.
I think it's interesting. I'm going to, at this point, remain skeptical. just because I've seen other things, definitely not, to this scale financially, but there have been other things like that economic development zone down in Honduras, I think it was.
Sure.
There was supposed to have been something down in Chile. And, there are a bunch, every couple of years, there's some kind of plan. and then it never really turns out. So I'm just going to remain skeptical at this point. But what are your thoughts?
I totally understand that, but, you know, it seems to change everything when you get money involved. And, you know, I mean, if you're dealing directly with a country and you're not sort of moving in trying to create some economic zone, you know, without
actually
taking over that area.
The economic zone thing in Honduras was something created by the Honduran Congress, but then after they caught wind of what was being planned, the Honduran Supreme Court, I believe, wound up coming up with a ruling saying, yeah, what you think it is isn't actually what we think it is. And I think that, you know, on this sort of scale, if somebody's offering to just throw like $100 million to some central government somewhere to leave us alone, that central government might wind up, oh, yeah, we'll leave you alone until we need more money.
Yeah, this year.
Until we need more money. And then, well, you've already paid us off once. Pay us off again.
Well, there's an easy workaround to that. You know, the thing in Honduras, you know, that's politicians disagreeing over stuff, and we know that never really goes anywhere. There really wasn't a financial incentive for them at the time. But as far as, like, a country selling you some land and then waiting a few years and then coming and, you know, kicking you all out, you know, the workaround for that is really you just pay them a good chunk of money as a down payment, and then you stretch the remainder of the payment over, you know, 99 years or something to that effect, and that keeps them from immediately coming in.
They come in on your grandchildren.
Wait, but you know what? Isn't that what we're already doing? You know, paying the big man a little bit of down payment every year to leave us alone so we can do our thing?
But they're not leaving you alone, Conan. They're still coming over, and, oh, you've got to have your papers. You've got to have this. Oh, the hurricane just hit. You need to fix the fence.
But wouldn't you trade that? I mean, if you could pay a little bit for some amount of time and then after that be left alone, that sort of like tax quote unquote would expire. I mean, wouldn't you trade that?
It depends on what type of where we're going. I mean, as far as I can see, you know, all the best choice pieces of land, real estate, have already been picked up. So, I mean, what's left? Some deserted island where there's no running water?
No, the claim here is they'll just, you know, buy part of a country.
Yeah, don't people already live
Monaco.
There?
Monaco!
Well, that's sort of
here,
the
here's $100 million, and we just want these five square blocks. You leave us alone now.
Yeah, that's sort of the biggest hurdle that I see is, you know, you have to deal with indigenous people. And, you know, there are a lot of pretty nice pieces of land around. I mean, there's a lot of land uninhabited in Australia that's pretty nice. It's got a good climate and so on and so forth. It's not all desert, you know. I've seen a few places around the world that I've sort of picked out thinking of this in the past that, you know, there are some pretty good places to go, you know. I don't know, though.
So here's the other thing, jobs, right? Like, I mean, we're going to need jobs. We're going to need infrastructure. How are you going to solve those problems? It's trying to get
enough
people. Well,
libertarians are all doing IT work, so they can just work remotely.
Okay.
Lauren, thank you.
It's an easy problem to solve, man. I don't know the exact solution, but we'll figure it out, right?
Thank you for the call. And, yeah, it's something that I'm looking at, but I'm going to fall into the skeptical category at this moment.
Same
your
here.
Calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather, sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes, temps up to 1,500 degrees, free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And if you think that Facebook is a giant time suck, but you still want to interact with people online, consider joining the Shire forums, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to forum.shiresociety.com or forum.freetalklive.com will take you to the Shire forum on the Free Talk Live sub-forum of the Shire forum. Forum.freetalklive.com. Chris, you're on the forums, correct?
I am.
As am I. Conan, not sure if you're on there. You might have an account, but I don't know how much you interact on the forums. But again, forum.freetalklive.com. So caller called in to ask our questions about this Free Society project where Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com and several other individuals have come together with the idea to purchase sovereignty. Which sounds good, right? We're just going to wind up throwing money at a government and they'll leave us alone. And we were discussing some of this. I'm in the skeptical category. I'm not going to say it'll never work. I'm just saying I'm skeptical. not a lot of information as far as where, because they've not chosen a where yet, but it does say that there are preliminary talks with several governments that have interest and, quote, much higher than initially expected. Then there's the question of, what are the selection criteria? So we've been sort of speculating of, where could this be? Conan, you threw out the idea of, just buy Detroit.
Yeah, buy the whole thing.
Well, the selection criteria, proximity to existing economic powerhouses, U.S., Europe, and Asia. So check mark there, because Detroit, inside the United States.
And it's a border town. It's right there in the border of Canada. So you can deal with them, too.
Stable existing government. Would you say that the existing government in Detroit is stable?
No.
Accessibility to water, definitely got a check mark there. Located in a safe, conflict-free area? A nation with significant national debt? The United States has significant national debt. $20 trillion? $100 million isn't going to pay off like one day's worth of interest on the United States national debt. Next criteria, a flexible constitution that allows granting of sovereignty. Well, Detroit's off the list because the U.S. federal constitution doesn't, it's not flexible to allow for sovereignty. And then the final criteria is acceptable minimum size for the land, but they don't say how large they're looking for. So, you know, like, how many people are you hoping to move to this country? They don't say that either. So if you want something with, you know, less than 1,000 people, try buying Monaco. You want something for millions of people, you're going to need something much larger.
Considering the Free State Project, I would start low.
Purchase
less than 5,000.
There are some islands, the Canary Islands, close to Europe, definitely accessible to water because, you know, islands, Canary Islands, not in a conflict area. However, Canary Islands,
they're in a hurricane area.
Canary Islands are part of Spain, which, well, we know right now that the Spanish national government, they don't want to allow Catalonia to secede. So, you know, and also they don't necessarily mention full sovereignty, so semi-autonomous to where Macau and Hong Kong are semi-autonomous under the Chinese central government. So, you know, what level of sovereignty are they necessarily looking at? That is not entirely clear. So definitely I have some interest here, but I'm skeptical.
Yeah, definitely interested to hear where did they get the money from? That's the other thing I'm curious about.
I don't know, and it doesn't say in the FAQ.
It was raised. That's all
it was raised.
It was raised.
I think that the reason I suggested something here in the States on the border of our country is because, well, there's an awful lot of U.S. citizens who are, you know, thinking of other options. Detroit is in collapse. It just needs the right people to get in there and fix it up. And, you know, maybe not gain sovereignty right off the bat, but if you could situate them all in one area, whenever the feds are dealing with the next great dilemma, which is coming down the pike, whenever they're dealing with that, that's when you sneak off in the darkness while the feds are dealing with some other issue.
So, Conan, it sounds like you want to join Project Free Detroit.
I'm looking at the prices on Zillow right now. These are amazing.
You can find at projectfreedetroit.com, where it's basically a group of people that want to sort of take over Detroit and have it be a free city sort of thing.
Are they commies?
I don't think so.
Because I don't like dealing with that. I don't want to live in a commune.
I think we have to think about is what's the most effective. I mean, so depending on how it was raised, what's the most effective use of $100 million?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the infrastructure is already there. All you have to do is just kind of patch it up, and put people in there who are going to actually work on rebuilding.
But you also need jobs. Like, that's the other problem. I mean,
well, and that's the problem with a lot of libertarians. I mean, I have all these software engineers and
so just work remotely. Where's the problem? Everybody works remotely, and nobody creates anything.
As long as you have internet wherever you
go. One of the things I think that needs to be considered in any kind of project is whether or not it's actually feasible to bring people to that, you know, area. One of the things that the Free State Project has going for it, I think, is the fact that there are jobs here, and it's not one particular place, but a region, mm-hmm. and that region is a fairly small area.
New Hampshire is
for the population.
One particular place, but it's a large place.
Right, exactly. And so,
it's not like, you know, some of the other move here projects of, let's all move to this one particular city.
Right, and that's the thing. If everybody's moving to one particular place and there's not, and that place has, you know, good jobs for, I don't know, technical people, that's not necessarily going to be good for other people that would like to move there because there's not other types of jobs. And when you have a situation like New Hampshire, there's a variety of jobs. There's a variety of, there's cities, there's towns, there's
right.
villages. There's a little bit of everything or anything, you know, you might want. It may not be the most ideal for everybody, but at least it has a lot of different
options
and options to get people to come.
And
without people, what good is a territory?
I think this, what we're doing here in New Hampshire, is the best option.
Let's go to
this Detroit, this free Detroit thing.
One.
I think it's awesome. I think I'm skeptical.
Yeah, I think the Free State Project is step number one. I don't necessarily think step number two couldn't be, you know, something else like this $100 million idea. But I think it's going to be, it's probably going to take more, and it's going to take more time.
But you know, we need a freesociety.com to send their $100 million to us, and we'll
right. Yeah, that would probably be better.
Let's
we'll make
go
it work.
To the phones. We've got Starchild calling in from San Francisco. Starchild, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing, you guys?
Doing well.
Talking about the topic you're kind of discussing, the new country effort. This is the first I've heard of this particular one.
Yeah, launched yesterday.
Sorry?
It launched yesterday, which is why not a lot of people have heard about it.
Right. For those of you who don't know me, by the way, I know Daryl. I'm a member of the Libertarian National Committee, and I fully support and endorse the Free State Project. Perhaps we'll be there someday, not right now, but I do think that, you know, we need more different options. I don't think having more free countries or jurisdictions would be a bad thing at all. I think that demand for freedom is virtually unlimited. And there's other people that can't even come to the United States who might want to be part of the Free State Project. And this would be a potential option for them if they were able to get
certainly. Hold your thought, Starchild. We'll be right back. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on just buying sovereignty?
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE .com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE .com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And we're talking about the Free Society Project because somebody called in to ask what we thought about it. And, well, we have some thoughts, and so do you. You can share those, 855-450-FREE. But one of the questions that came up was, well, what about the economy? Well, what about jobs? Well, what if there was a place where you didn't actually need money to do business? Well, Simbi.com is that place. It's a slick, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. And you won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi.com. Thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. So go get an account at Simbi.com. That's S-I-M-B-I.com. Take a look around. Post your services, Simbi.com. Let's go back to the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Starchild calling in from San Francisco. You were in the middle of making a point that I don't remember what it was, so continue with your thought.
Please. Options. Options are good.
Yes. Options are good.
Right. And given that approximately 95% of the world's population lives outside the United States, and immigration to the United States for most of those people can be difficult or impossible, there's no necessarily even competition with the Free State Project for most of the potential migrants to a new free country located elsewhere. I wanted to cite a few things that I think would be very important, and I don't know if this effort has them or is planning on them or not. One is, I think, any kind of purchase like this, you know, the concerns you were mentioning before you took my call, I think were very relevant, that governments are likely to renege on this kind of thing unless it's set up in such a manner as to not make it in their interest to do so. So I think getting recognition, sovereign recognition from the government as part of the deal is key, and having a series of ongoing payments so the whole thing isn't paid up front. But, you know, ongoing payments continue as long as the recognition is respected and as long as, you know, there's no other form of interference. And I would suggest even bonus payments for recognition by additional countries. You know, give the country selling the territory, the government there, some reason to want other countries to recognize this new country and to lobby for its inclusion in the United Nations and all that kind of thing. Because until you get that kind of international recognition, you're potentially subject to invasion and all kinds of other, you know, negative treatment at the hands of the established club of governments that they're trying to keep others out of.
Now, Starchild, I want to play devil's advocate here real quick and say, even with membership in the United Nations and international recognition, there are some countries that still wind up getting invaded by the United States military.
Oh, that's certainly true. So this would be part of a multi-pronged approach. I mean, I think another thing that any new country project should really think about seriously is how are they going to defend themselves? Of course, a big part of that is allowing, you know, the right to keep and bear arms by civilians, not limited to, you know, hunting rifles and that kind of thing, but, you know, full military armaments, you know, make a country very difficult and expensive and hard to take over for some hostile power.
Could I have my own bear cat in this new country, in theory?
If it was up to me, yes.
The Bearcat being a ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck for anybody that thought I was talking about some little furry animal.
I think after you fill that thing up at the gas station one time, you're probably not going to want to drive it around ever again.
Who said I'd be driving it anywhere?
You're just going to park it in front of your house?
I'd park it as the house.
Okay. Yeah, that is something Daryl would
call. Not a Bearcat.
A couple of the things, you know, I'm dubious about this project because when they don't mention where they got $100 million, I'm guessing it was from a small number of investors. And typically when people are contributing that kind of money, they're going to want a return on their investment, and they're going to want to control the thing from the top down. And I think that's where some of these previous efforts have gone wrong, is they were as much about money-making schemes as they were about freedom. And that kind of an effort is not as likely to generate the kind of international sympathy and goodwill, you know, for a new state, which is also crucial, you know, if people are going to, you know, get on board with it and allow it to thrive. I think they should crowdfund the money from a large number of small donors who are basically just in it for wanting, you know, freedom. And have open immigration, you know, anybody can come, so you're not looking like you're just favoring the wealthy. Have a libertarian constitution, perhaps something like the LP platform, lp.org/platform, but something that guarantees a lot of basic economic and political freedoms. If you don't have that whole package, I think it's going to be very hard to make something like this sustainable.
Now, let me ask your thoughts about a outside-the-box new country that's not necessarily on this planet, but just in space. What are your thoughts on space setting up something like Asgardia?
I'm all for it. I mean, you know, obviously there's even greater technological hurdles there than seasteading, which is sort of the main new country thing that's being talked about currently. And I think one existing criteria also for an existing thing, one of you guys mentioned being near water. I think having, even if it's small territory, if you have ocean frontage, you could potentially build out into that as the technology becomes more achievable. And space, obviously, I think long-term is the future. I mean, there's unlimited space out there. You know, once that kind of gets technologically opened up, it's going to be very hard for existing governments to control where people go and how they set up out there, I think.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like we lost Starchild. Starchild,
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, we've got you back now.
Okay. I was just saying, I don't know what the last thing is you heard, but it's going to be very hard for governments to keep people from setting up things in space once the technology becomes a little bit better and more widely available and cheaper. to get vehicles up there and so forth. But for existing countries on Earth, which is more practical at present for a mass movement kind of thing, which is, I think this is really what it needs to be, not just a you know, small commercial kind of enterprise, but something to really capture people's imagination. That we want a free country, you know, and it's going to be open to everybody. It should be a place with ocean frontage so that as seasteading technology becomes more viable, the country can build out into that space. You don't necessarily need to have a lot of land.
Yep,
it probably is going to be expensive to buy any significant amount of land from an existing government. They tend to hang on to their territory very jealously because they're all about wanting control and to have monopolies on you know, money and power over people.
Yep, certainly. Starchild, thank you for the call. And, yeah, this is something I'm definitely going to keep an eye on. But, again, color me skeptical.
If I want to see someone do seasteading first, that seems more reasonable to me than this project.
You don't want to just try buying one of the islands off the coast of Great Britain?
If it already has people living there, maybe. But if it's just rock, no. I know how the people who are grasping for freedom the most, I believe, are very romantic. They have very romantic ideas on what they can get away with, and when they actually go and try to live off the grid, it's like they're there for a month and like, hey, this is crap.
You don't want to buy the Iron Islands from the Greyjoys and try living with the Kraken. Let's go to Skype. We've got Ricky calling in from Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Darryl.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Ricky.
Well, I'll tell you what. I heard the last caller, and I totally agree. Here's what I like. I like the idea of blowing the Constitution of the United States of America away and seceding for free. I mean, that's where my head's at.
I completely agree with the more secession, the better, and I think everybody should be able to secede from everybody's secession. What are your thoughts on the upcoming vote in Catalonia, where the Catalonians want to secede from Spain?
Well, from what I understand about all this, this is really not going right with that, you know. This secession seems to be for all the wrong reasons to me.
Well, whether you agree with their reasons or not, do you agree that they have the right to secede?
Well, I would say so.
All right. Thank you for the call, Ricky. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free societies, can you just purchase sovereignty? And if you purchase sovereignty and I move to your sovereign area, can I then secede from your new sovereignty? Would that be allowed in this free society? Otherwise, is it really a free society? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.